Greetings, Lenten pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, coming to you a bit late, a little tardy, today on this third Sunday in Lent. It's March 7th. This is our 19th episode of our Lenten Daily Devotion. And maybe you too, but Pastor Bob has had a full and blessed Sabbath day today, with just one thing leading into another, and it's all been good. And so I'm just now getting around to recording this for you today. So whenever you might be listening to it, I'm glad you're with us. I want you to open up your heart and let these words speak to you in ways that only God can speak to you. We start a new theme this week with Mary Alice Mulligan. The theme is God is worthy of praise and worship. God is worthy of praise and worship. We're going to start with a little scripture from the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 13 through 22. You'll probably recognize this story as the cleansing of the temple. Jesus clears the temple. That's John 2, 13 through 22. Then Mary Alice Mulligan has some insights to share with us. We've got some reflective questions, and we're going to end this Sabbath evening with another Mary Oliver poem, which I think you're going to like. So let's begin. Our first stop is in the Bible, in the Gospel of John. We start with verse 13, and we go to verse 22. The story of Jesus cleansing the temple. It was time for the annual Passover celebration, and Jesus went to Jerusalem. In the temple area, he saw merchants selling cattle, sheep, and doves for sacrifices. And he saw money changers. Behind their counters, Jesus made a whip from some ropes and chased them all out of the temple. He drove out the sheep and the oxen. He scattered the money, coins all over the floor. He turned over their tables. Then, going over to the people who sold doves, he told them this, "Get these things out of here. Do not turn my father's house into a marketplace." Then his disciples remembered this prophecy from the scriptures. "Passion for God's house burns within me." "What right do you have to do these things?" the Jewish leaders demanded. "If you have this authority from God, show us a miraculous sign to prove it." "All right," Jesus replied. "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." "What?" they exclaimed. "It took 46 years to build this temple, and you can do it in 3 days?" But by this temple, Jesus meant his body. And after he was raised from the dead, the disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed both Jesus and the scriptures. Here's Mary Alice Mulligan with some insights. She says, "Jesus' ministry is absolutely grounded in the belief that Jesus is worthy of praise and worship. He drives out those who made the temple a marketplace, who ignore that it is his Father's house. So, does it make you shudder to imagine Jesus storming your Sunday morning service, shouting that everyone should get out because none of the worshipers is focused on the holiness of God? Can you imagine him laying out the truth that too many of us focus on the latest news or carrying out church tasks as we move toward the middle of Lent, let's take a serious look in the mirror. We sing that God is the center of our lives, our joy, our strength. We say God's love gives us life, and we promise to respond in love. But if family comes into town, we comfortably use them as an excuse not to get to worship that day. Or if this is the one perfect Sunday all spring for a golf game, or planting the garden, or visiting a relative, we have no problem skipping. Such behavior indicates God is worthy of worship unless something else comes up. Shouldn't worship take priority? Some reflection questions from Mary Alice Mulligan. She says, you might record in your journal why God is worthy of worship. Why God is worthy of worship? And why is worshiping with a faith community important? Why is it important to worship with a faith community? Does it help you understand the faith better? Does it reflect your commitment to Scripture, which calls us to worship? Does something happen when we sing praises, offer financial gifts, and pray together? What is that something that happens? A poem by Mary Oliver. It's called I Happened to Be Standing. And I'll read it through twice. I Happen to Be Standing by Mary Oliver. I don't know where prayers go or what they do. Do cats pray while they sleep half asleep in the sun? Does the possum pray as it crosses the street? The sunflowers? The old black oak growing older every year? I know I can walk through the world, along the shore or under the trees, with my mind filled with things of little importance, in full self-attendance. A condition I can't really call being alive. Is a prayer a gift? Or a petition? Or does it matter? The sunflowers blaze. Maybe that's their way. Maybe the cats are sound asleep. Maybe not. While I was thinking this, I happened to be standing just outside my door with my notebook open, which is the way I begin every morning. Then a wren in the privet began to sing. He was positively drenched in enthusiasm. I don't know why. And yet, why not? I wouldn't persuade you from whatever you believe or whatever you don't. That's your business. But I thought of the wren's singing. What could this be if it isn't a prayer? So I just listened, my pen in the air. Alleluia. I happen to be standing by Mary Oliver. I don't know where prayers go or what they do. Do cats pray while they sleep, half asleep in the sun? Does the possum pray as it crosses the street? The sunflowers? The old black oak growing older every year. I know I can walk through the world, along the shore or under the trees, with my mind filled with things of little importance, in full self-attendance. A condition I can't really call being alive. Is a prayer a gift? Or a petition? Or does it matter? The sunflowers blaze, maybe that's their way. Maybe the cats are sound asleep. Maybe not. While I was thinking this, I happened to be standing just outside my door with my notebook open, which is the way I begin every morning. Then a wren in the privet began to sing. He was positively drenched in enthusiasm. I don't know why. And yet, why not? I wouldn't persuade you from whatever you believe or whatever you don't. That's your business. But I thought of the wren's singing. What could this be if it isn't a prayer? So I just listened, my pen in the air. Let us pray. Eternal God, forgive me when I neglect to praise you, for surely you are worthy. Amen.